to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your mother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Jampa.
And I'm purple.
You're purple and I'm green. Yes. Sometimes that happens when you have too much database.
Yes. And wine.
Hey, Betty here. Brent, I had too much pizza. I feel like Roger.
Why, thank you, Betty. That is the nicest thing you have said about me yet. Happy Thanksgiving, you tart.
P.U. Roger, get out of here.
Well, you kind of snuck the Roger in one on me pretty quickly there, didn't you? I didn't expect that we'd be hearing Roger this evening. That's too funny. Hey, everyone, this is Anthony in Tampa.
And hey, everybody, it's Joe from Chicago.
Hi, I am your lovable Shyamba radio host, Betty, and you know what? My butthole is buzzing for tonight's cast of Episode 67, Turkey Day 2016 Cannabis-Infused Turkey. For Monday, November 21st, 2016, the Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of this station, owners, or sponsors. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. There's your trigger warning. With that said, it is time for the weather. Hey, Anthony, how is it in Tampa for those Tampa nights?
You know, and that's kind of funny because we are the owner, sponsors, and managers of this station.
Well, we are the premier show.
I assume we've hopefully moved to that status, but I don't know. I think Betty is still leading us on rush hour. All right, so where are we at? All right. We're going to talk about our most favorite topic of them all, apparently. It's the weather.
First,
thank you, Betty.
First.
Boom chakalaka. You are welcome, Anthony. Betty, Betty, Betty out.
Follow the script and everything will be okay.
Wait. Do not lose your trajectory.
Yes. I think we're going to be hearing a lot of that tonight. It's time for your Shyamba weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening to us live, it is not currently fair in 57 degrees, 14 degrees centigrade for you fucking snowbirds, with a humidity factor of 45. I'm sorry, they just get in the way. Just stay off the road until after rush hour and everyone will be happier. It really works that way. You don't have to be somewhere at 6 o'clock in the morning. Anyway, the dew point's 36 and the visibility is, surprise, 10 miles. Tonight, Monday, will be clear with a low around 49. Tuesday will be sunny with a high near 74 and then clear with a low around 59 overnight. Wednesday will be mostly sunny with a high near 78 and then partly cloudy with a low around 60. So we're going to start warming up for you Floridians down here. Turkey Day in Florida will be sunny with a high near 78 degrees. That is your Shyamba weather for Tampa Bay. How's the weather in Chicago, Joe?
You know, I just thought of something. Maybe all the snowbirds are going to the Winn-Dixie for the Bingo Day diaper sale. Where
I don't think Winn-Dixie has the Bingo Day diaper sale, and not all snowbirds wear diapers.
Well, that's to be said. But hey, Anthony, thanks for asking. And now for your Shyamba Chicago weather. From Chicago's Midway International Airport, KMDW. Unless you're listening live, it's not currently cold at 35 degrees Fahrenheit.
Wow, that's cold.
Or 2 degrees Celsius for your touristy types from anywhere but the United States, with a humidity factor of 59%. The dew point is at 22 degrees F, which is freezing, and which means we have a wind chill factor of 30 degrees F. The wind is out of the northeast at 6 miles per hour, and for you pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles.
Surprise!
Tonight, Monday, yes, will be cold with a low around 32. Tuesday will be mostly cloudy with a high near 45. Southeast winds will be 5 to 10, 15, with gusts as high as 20. Showers are likely mainly after midnight. Ooh. Cloudy with a low around 38.
Wouldn't that almost be
Southeast
freezy rain?
Winds are going to be around 15. Yeah, it's going to be really icy rain.
Wow.
Chance of precipitation is 70%. New precipitation amounts between a tenth and a quarter of an inch possible. Wednesday, intermittent rain or drizzle, cloudy with a high near 44. And for gobble, gobble, gobble day, we can expect partly sunny conditions with a high near 44. And that's your Cheyenne for Chicago weather. Hey, are you a DJ, musician, band, or podcaster looking for more exposure? Let's play you. Send an email to playus at cheyenne.info. Or give Betty a call at 813-827-8566. She awaits and desires your juicy details.
Ooh. So, yeah, you guys are getting some cold weather up there then, it sounds like.
Yeah, getting cold. It's getting to be wintertime.
Yeah, same here, but not nearly as cold. But the car is nice and warm in the garage, so I don't have to suffer the freezing 49 degrees tomorrow morning, which sounds probably beautiful to you in the morning. But for me, that's a little bit too much for my Florida blood. I've been here over a decade now.
About average. So, yeah,
so my blood has thinned out completely. Anyway, yeah.
And
so,
now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with Talking Point Segment A, the TP segment.
The TP segment, I see. All right. This is the Talking Point segment. And at any time, you can give us a call. Again, that's 813-327-8566. We'll take your call. Even during a news break, you may sit on hold for a few moments while we figure out which blinky button to push. But we'll get you all set up. So anyway, so the first thing I want to touch on, and I'm not going to stick on it too long because it's a depressing subject. And we hate depressing subjects, although we do talk to them from time to time. Anyway, so obviously over this past weekend, there were several incidents of cops getting shot during traffic stops and random mundane. He's pouring the wine, ladies and gentlemen. No, this was across the country. And I think there was one, I don't remember. And I really don't want to open another tab because then this house of cards will fall apart. But I think one was in maybe possibly in Arizona, New Mexico, somewhere around that way. And I think there were some others. So, you know, I understand there's a lot of anger in this country, and, you know, there have been some bad doings by police, and that happens. And but shooting people is not the answer. Unless you really need to shoot them, but you should not be shooting at people. We shoot too many people. Too many people are getting shot, and it just needs to stop. Okay, that's my rant.
Agreed. Chicago is a pretty fertile ground for shootings. You know, it's like every day you read like 3 killed, 7 wounded, 7 killed, 16 wounded, and you're like, wow, it's like a game of chance out there for a lot of people. And I don't know, here in the Chicago studios, I don't go out much except for just designated areas.
Yeah.
I used to go out and travel about and explore, but I don't do that so much anymore.
Are there designated safe zones? Do you have designated safe spaces throughout the city?
I have designated safe spaces throughout the city.
Oh, good for you. Good for you. All right. Wow. How about that? So, yeah. So, you know what? The world's just getting too goddamn violent right now. And we all need to fucking smoke a bong.
The world is getting too damn complicated right now.
Yes. We all need to take a stop and chill. Because I know people are losing their shit over this fucking election. People are losing their shit over this. People are losing their shit over the cops. People are losing their shit over getting pulled over for traffic tickets. It's got to stop. We have to pause. We have to pause and say,
do not lose your trajectory.
Exactly. What the fuck is going on? We need to stop doing all this crazy shit. And as I say, smoke a bong and we'll all get along. So, So moving on. I have a possible breaking news, but I don't know. So I'm waiting for Joe to tell me if I have a possible breaking news. Do I have a possible breaking news?
It doesn't look like It doesn't look like I can provide an update at this time.
Okay.
So I'm going to say we're going to have to skip until maybe later.
Really? Well, why don't we do a lead-in? Why don't we do a teaser for it? I mean, you know, we should do at least a, you know, a little teaser type of thing. What are we talking about, Joe? Our listeners what we're talking about.
Well, on my Facebook posting, as a matter of fact, I made mention that the Chicago Studios, Chip Skipper brought in a bottle of Barefoot Pinot Grigio, and it caused quite a controversy.
Wow, did it really? Like, so yep. What kind of started? What kind of controversy? How did this controversy start? And how many people were injured?
Well, it started by one of our former guests, guest hosts.
Was it a hostile guest?
Well, it wasn't exactly a hostile guest, but, you know, Cottonmouth. And then...
Oh, yes, that one. Thank you, Brian.
And then Rashid, one of our other longtime listeners.
Yes.
Who is a wine aficionado, says, Barefoot is not wine. Why are you drinking this?
Well, and in all honesty, to Rishi's defense, I do agree there are much better wines out there than Barefoot. However, it is budgetary times. And sometimes an Egg McMuffin can take an entire paycheck. So, you know... sometimes you have to drink the moonshine.
It was $3.99
at Target. Ooh. Well, see, you bought it at Target, so at least it's not like it's not like the corner, you know, Spades and Dime liquor store with the peephole entrance, and they gotta buzz you in for it. Because trust me, I've been to some of those liquor stores in my past, and they if they have
we don't have any of those in this area.
I'm sure. Well, yeah, I know your area is gentrifying; those things go away with gentrification. But if you go to some of the not so safe spaces in your fair city of Chicago, I'm sure you'll find some of them. So,
and if you have a story about a liquor event or a liquor store. Give us a call at the studios at 813-327-8566. Or, you know, if you want to talk about anything, we're open to any kind of discussions in our little talking points.
If you're
segment.
Suffering from post-liquor traumatic stress syndrome, smoke a bong and give us a call. You know, you have to be high to listen to us. That's really what it boils down to, I think. So,
pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. And I got to be to do this show. anywho, so I know we have something that we're moving into at some time and point here, but it looks like we got another 6 minutes. Do you think we need 6 minutes to get through this, or shall we continue our banter for a few moments? Okay, so hold on.
We might.
Let me find the right cart here. Hold on.
Finding the cart.
All right, there we go. Okay. All right. Okay, here we go. Okay. So we're reading these letters to, what is that, Hypatia? Is that it? Is that Hyapatia?
Hyapatia.
Hyapatia. Okay. So
Hyapatia.
We're reading these. Now, who is Hyapatia?
She is a columnist with our friends at HighTimes.com.
Okay. So we are reading excerpts from High Times. All right. So I guess I'm doing the reading. So, dear Hypatia.
You're doing the questions.
I'm doing the questions. Dear Hypatia, I've had some stress in my life recently, and it's affecting my sex life. I've never had a problem like this before. I'm young, 28. Good for you. So I don't think my age has any... I'd love to be young and 28 again. So I don't think my age has anything to do with it. I think it's all this stress. I've been looking
I'm
at
so
porn. I'm so stressed out. Wait. There we go. I got a new mouse, so things kind of get a little weird. Anyway, so I've tried looking at porn to get me started, but I'm afraid my girlfriend will catch me. I don't want her to think that she isn't enough for me. Should I see a doctor for some Viagra? Max. All right, hold on. All right, and now our response.
Dearest Max, well, first off, A bout of impotence is not unusual. Most men experience it at some point in their lives. I know I have. If you feel it's your stress that's interfering with your performance, then it most likely is. So basically, you need to work on calming the fuck down and de-stressing. Looking for more erotic things to turn you on is a temporary fix. Drugs and doctors are expensive, which bury the symptom of your real problem, which is stress. If you don't address the real problem, eventually other problems will arise, possibly in the form of digestive issues, headaches, high blood pressure, and etc. Try to determine the source of your stress. How can you fix your situation? Blah, blah, blah. Try the natural route first, especially with weed. Try to keep the pharmaceuticals to a minimum.
There we go. Okay, we have a caller.
Ooh, we like callers.
Hello, caller, can you hear us?
Hello, this is Ezel, man.
It's Ezel. Wait, now see that shit is some breaking news. So we got Ezel on the line. We haven't heard from Ezel in a while.
This is true.
We interrupt this program.
This is post-election Ezel.
So Ezel.
Taking a break there. Yeah.
So how's it going, Ezel?
I want to make it about alcohol and wine. You
know? Okay. Alcohol and wine. All right.
You know, well, I just want to say, you know, this wine shit is so overrated, man. These people that are going out there, man, they go to, what is that? That California Valley, man, and there's
Napa Valley
over there that tastes. And you know the basic components is it's crushed grapes with alcohol in it, man. So you know why, if it's got a screw top, what the hell's wrong with that, man? You understand what I'm saying? It's got the alcohol, it's got the crushed grapes, and man, that's all you need, man. I mean, you know what the hell? What is all this shit? This, you know, the $90 bottle shit, and you know what I get? I get that Mad Dog 2020.
Oh, God, no, I've done some of that before, and it has fucked me up.
Oh man, that's some great shit. That Mad Dog 2020. And then, you know, and then if you want to get sophisticated, you get yourself some Yago Sangria, or you got that other stuff, that Rio Nitti. You know, it's got that twist top, but that's some good stuff too. You know,
nice. Anyway. It's so nice.
Anyway,
what do you think about boxed wines?
I'm getting all upset.
No. What? Yeah. So what is your thought about the boxed wines?
Oh, I love boxed wines.
You like boxed wines?
More bang for the dollar, man. You get more bang for the dollar. You know, you put that thing on the bookshelf, and you pretend you're smart. You know, you put it between a couple of novels, and you know, you have that spout coming down. When your guests come over, you say, man, look at my library. Isn't this great? Oh, by the way, would you like a little wine while you look at my library? It fits right in between a couple of novels, you know.
Yeah, clearly it does. And then you got the small box, you got the juice box of wine now too. So
you can
take that anywhere. It's friggin' awesome.
Yeah, that's great. You know, but I prefer just getting that bottle and I wrap it in that brown paper bag, and you know, I just cruise with that. That's the best way. When you got that bottle wrapped around that brown paper bag, man, that's the greatest way to go, man. But I'm telling you, it's really good. You know, but I tell you what, the best stuff in the world is.
Oh yeah, that's always the best stuff in the world. I'm not going to argue with you on that one.
Yeah, you know, you can wash it down with a little wine, makes your throat feel better anyway. But yeah, I've been looking at all this bullshit that's been going on in the last couple of weeks. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you know what? And these people have gone totally fucking insane out here. You know what I mean? And I noticed that a lot of them aren't graciously accepting the fact that their candidate lost, man, and they're getting nuts out there, man.
Yeah, there's been a lot of craziness going on.
Oh, man, crazy shit. They're crying like babies on television. I'm like, what the fuck, man? You need a diaper change or something? You need a diaper change or something? What the fuck are you crying about, man? So anyway, I give it a lot of thought, you know, and I'm thinking, man, you know what? You're at fault. You know, why are you blaming this guy? When you're at fault, man. You know what? You created him when you know, you attacked freedom of speech. You know, you referred to everybody as racist. You told them they were deplorable in a bucket or some shit. Man, what do you expect, man? When you go around insulting people like that, and then you start picking on the police, man, like you were just saying, you're shooting the police for no bullshit reason at all. Because you go get a traffic ticket? Man, what kind of shit is that all about?
I agree. Everyone just needs to calm the fuck down, smoke a bong.
Right, man. You got to get yourself a bong, man. Yeah. And start settling down.
Yeah, everyone just needs to take a step back. It's been a very intense year and a half. Everyone just needs to take a step back and just regroup. And let's see what we can make out. Let's make lemonade out of lemons.
That's right. You know what? You know what? Well, man, we're still here. You know, I'm still alive, man. Thank God I'm still alive. I get up every morning. I look at the sun come up. I go, man, I'm still here. So you know what? Fuck all that other shit, man. I get my bong out, and they look at the sun. I said, man, here, you know what? This is the best part of the day right here, man. No, fuck all this bullshit, man. They're making too much of this shit, man. I mean, crazy, man. The people are going nuts out here, man. But anyway, you know what? It'll be all right, because you know what? In 4 years, it'll probably all change again. So who knows, you know? You get yourself all wrapped around this politics shit, man. You're going to drive yourself insane,
man. Oh, yeah. It can drive
you. I do a couple of them politicians back in Chicago. You know where Joel is. I do a couple of them homeboys. And, man, them motherfuckers, they'll tell you anything. They'll promise you the world. You know, I'll give you this. I'll give you that. I'll clean your toenails. I'll cut and clean your toes for you. And then when they get elected, they're like, what? I didn't say that. Well, man, it's on TV you said it. No, man, that wasn't me. That's somebody else acting like me. You know how them politicians are. Man, they're full of shit, man. You can't believe nothing them son of bitches say. But anyway, but you know what? Just get yourself, I tell people, get yourself a bong.
Just get yourself a bong, Ezel. Just chill out.
That's what I do. That's what I do. Uh-oh.
You might have to go.
Oh, man, someone's at the door. Oh, shit, man. Hold on, I got to take a look here. Oh, no. I got to go, man. They got pissed off, man. I'll talk to you boys later.
All right, he's out.
Man, I got to go.
And that was Ezel's Political Minute along with the Beehives.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program.
Those Beehives kind of crept out of nowhere.
Something like that. Something like that. All right. So I'm sorry. We missed that whole. Do you want to go into your news, Joe? Or do you want to finish our thing here? Okay.
Let's go into the news.
We'll get some plugs in a little bit later. But right now.
And now for the news.
Why, yes. Good evening, folks, from the Cheyenne Chicago News Desk. Here's your latest news headlines. Safe House Chicago leaks details, opening new espionage adventure concept next week. This is exciting news, actually, Anthony. In our food and entertainment reporting, we have this fine gem from our friends at Eater. Hey, Anthony, this is awesome news. The Milwaukee Safe House experience I had was pretty fun. And I think I still even have the glass somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Sadly, all of mine have broken a long time ago. But we may need to make another trip up there to the original Safe House in Milwaukee. Unless there's a better option. But you've kind of blew your news thing there. You kind of gave us the thing before we got to the dialogue. So, but anyway, there wouldn't happen to be a better option on the horizon, would there be, Joe? I'm not foreshadowing this newscast at all.
Well, howdy doody, Anthony. Have I got some news for you? While Safe House, the spy-themed restaurant and bar imported from Milwaukee, won't fully open until January in River North, Chicagoans will have the chance to enjoy some espionage much earlier. Safe House is unveiling a new gaming concept called Escape House, and it will debut tonight, November 21st, also inside the AC Hotel Chicago downtown at 54 East Ontario Street. There's no food or beverage served at the gaming Escape House, but Guests will experience an hour of power while working together to solve puzzles. Inside one room called Escape the Safe House, guests get to demonstrate if they have what it takes to be a spy. The second room is called Saving the White House. In this scenario, guests find themselves locked in an exact replica of the Oval Office, trying to find the cum stains on the carpet from Bill Clinton, trying to survive and discover
where's that in the script?
Secrets.
I'm so stressed out. I am so lost. I got lost in the beginning. I got lost in the middle. I just continue.
I am so stressed out.
Reservations are already online. Each hour-long slot has room for 10 people and costs $35. As for Safe House, ownership gives the Chicago expansion a tech upgrade, modernizing what worked for the last 50 years in Milwaukee. Wow. But not everything is new, as the decor will feature a few historic pieces of spy lore, including a piece of the Berlin Wall. Wow. The spy-themed restaurant and bar, which is targeted for a January opening, will be divided into interactive sections. The Interpol Bar, the Spryberry, the Seduction Lounge, and a space called the Interrogation Room. Uh-huh. They've also unveiled a few menu items with all spy-themed names like Fried C4 Cheese Curds and the Moab, Mother of All Burgers. Poutine, vegetarian and vegan items will also grace the menu.
I love poutine.
Yes. Agents, stay calm. More information should leak out in the coming weeks. For now, read over these mission dossiers. Oh, and they'll still ask for a password, just like the original location. Stay tuned.
I wonder if it's the same password.
I forgot what the password was. It just Safe House?
I can't tell you the password.
Okay.
That takes the fun out of it. Well, maybe offline. But if any of our listeners want to go up to the Safe House up in Milwaukee, which I highly recommend. I mean, it's been a while, so I'm sure it's a little dated, but it's still an awesome adventure. So anyway, we will move you on here because I know our time's a little short here. So let's move on. Don't lose our trajectory.
From our friends at DNA Info, I bring you a first from my news reporting. A drunk Southwest passenger or two.
And a host.
So, Anthony, as you... yeah, you know?
You seem to be very comfortably sipping that wine there. Please continue.
I'll just skip right into the story. Two men who reportedly became unruly on a Southwest Airlines flight to Chicago after a flight attendant refused to serve them alcohol had been sentenced to prison.
Oh.
Prosecutors said the two shouted, swore, and made an obscene gesture and lunged at a flight attendant on the San Diego to Chicago flight.
Ooh.
On August 31st, 2015. Jonathan, 21, and Wizam, 23, charged with interfering with a flight crew, were tried in Amarillo, Texas, where the flight was diverted.
Mm-hmm.
On Monday, Jonathan was sentenced to 7 months in prison. Wazam was sentenced to 5 months. The two, part of a soccer club, were going to Chicago for a conference, according to San Diego Television Report. At the time, the FBI said the men began by refusing to put their seat backs and tray tables up before takeoff. So a flight attendant asked them to quiet down. They responded, and I'm like, oh, brother, here comes a millennial crybaby whining alert. We could be as loud as we want and do whatever the fuck we want on here. You can't make us listen. After a flight attendant denied them drinks, they became aggressive by lunging forward and called another flight attendant a pig.
Nice.
They also harassed other female passengers, calling one ugly, according to the FBI.
I think they had enough drinks as it was.
And apparently.
That's right.
So attorneys for the men argued that racism was involved, saying that the two were a part of a group speaking their Aramaic language and were misunderstood.
Oh,
two passengers testified that they did not find the defendant's behavior unruly. Ugh, they always seem to end the stories without ever explaining the cliffhangers, ever. After the flight was diverted to Amarillo, it continued on to Midway.
Well, you know, maybe we'll have a follow-up story that will never materialize on Triumph Radio. All right.
Well, that's all I got for you, Anthony. Back to you.
Oh, that's all? You're not going to do number three?
Yeah, no, I'll save number three for next time.
Okay, that's fine. All right. Okay. Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this Unique on air, spelled with an E, hyper-looped streaming galactical experience? Visit us at Chiampa, that's C-H-I-A-M-P-A, because I think people misspell our name a lot. Chiampa.info to find out how. Hang tight, folks. We'll be taking a little commercial break here, and we'll be back in about 4 minutes.
Listen, we're not NPR. We only ask that you talk up once in a while. Keep your wallets in your pocket, and if you happen to have on one flat and one pump, well, we have some wisdom for you, and that is keep it tuned to WEED for your oral caffeine.
You're listening to Shoutcast Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyenne Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's Retromercials, we bring them to you here on WEED, Cheyenne Radio. Flashback.
Hello?
Lynn, it's Harold. I'm calling long distance.
What time is it?
2 a.m. your time, sleepyhead.
2 a.m.?
Oh, you would believe the money I saved by calling after 11 p.m.
Really?
For sure.
I could save you even more money, Harold.
Oh, baby.
To save 15 to 50% on long distance before as well as after 11 p.m., call MCI and stop talking in someone else's sleep.
Moo and I. We got baby spare ribs, roast beef, hot links, and more to give. Cube steaks, hot dogs, real tips, ooh, pork chops, turkey wings, and chicken wings too. Give me a wave if you like catfish, jump up if it's your favorite dish. Tommy likes ribs and chicken wings. If you like you, let me hear you scream. Wave for catfish, scream for ribs. Ooh, and oink.
This is CPRMetro.org, Community Progressive Radio for the metropolitan New York area and the world, and I'm Don DeBar. I'd like to speak with you about a couple of things. First, we need to grow our audience, and we need your help to do that. Please, using whatever social media you have, post links to the website CPRMetro.org and to our Facebook page. We also need to raise money to pay the bills here. We spend about $330 a month to stream over the internet, and we have equipment that we have to replace from time to time. We'd even like to buy new equipment so that we can go out in the field and add more producers. Again, you can help. The donate button on our website is a convenient way to help us out. Finally, our 30-minute daily newscast, the CPR News, and our Sunday special, CPR Sunday, are available for air on radio stations and public access TV stations. Please contact your local radio station and public access TV station and ask them to carry it. Be persistent. Help us reach as many people as possible. We rely on you for support, and we appreciate all the support you give us. Thank you.
To some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
Sorry. My fault. We're good.
Go with Betty. Cue Betty. Cue Betty!
Come back, everybody. Stay tuned. Anthony's Crazy Florida News is next. But first, I want to tell you that today is National Stuffing Day. MMMM Stuffing. It's that time of year again. Now go grab your bong, bitches, so we can start Anthony's Crazy Florida News. Take it away, Anthony.
Thanks, Betty.
Oh.
You got it, Anthony.
There we go. All right. We are in a kind of a technical... Yes, we all... There we go. Yeah, we have to access the database every now and then to keep things even more exciting, because God knows we're just plumbing all over the place today. That, exactly, Betty. All right, so I think we seem to have found our ground again.
Yes.
All right, so let's start with our first crazy Florida news of the night. All right. If you have not been paying attention to the news, there's been a lot of reports of people behaving badly in petty ways. In fact, there was a USF student here in Tampa that made a police report and received significant airtime, making a claim that she was mugged, when in reality she really wasn't. And yeah, there's a whole backstory to that one. I wasn't going to give it much airtime. Anyway, CBS Channel 4 News out of Miami brings us a new kind of crazy, this time of the political type. Jennifer works at the University of Miami Starbucks and is often faced with demanding customers, but David takes the cake when it comes to crazy. David had ordered some coffee from the U of M Starbucks and claims that he was told by a member of his party that he was waiting too long because he was being discriminated against by the barista because of his affiliation with Donald Trump. During this revelation, David decided to speak out for his rights to be a giant douche nozzle by calling the barista garbage and trash. He also told her that he voted for Donald Trump, to which the barista replied, "So what?" David demanded his money back and was granted his request. David claims to have spoken with Starbucks management and was informed that customers are supposed to be served in the first minute. He said that his group voted for Trump and that he was with Trump supporters, and that the female behind the counter did not like that. A Coral Gables police spokeswoman said that the department is not investigating the incident because no crime was committed. David, however, has been arrested for DUI before, tampering with a witness, and unlawful restraint. He is also a South Miami developer and home builder and claims his business has already been hurt by the video that has gone viral through Twitter, and claims that he may have already lost one job. Suck it up, Buttercup. Act like a giant douche nozzle in public, and you're going to suffer the consequences. David did not say why he thought his race or voting choice offended the woman. Starbucks would like to remind everyone that embracing diversity and treating each other with respect and dignity is core to Starbucks values, and something our partners take great pride in showing. We are committed to Starbucks is committed to providing an inclusive, supportive, and safe work environment for everyone, with trigger warnings and safe spaces.
I have a question, though.
Yes.
Like, yes. How did the Starbucks employees know that these all folks supported Trump? And or what did these folks do? Were they, like, wearing huge Trump douche badges?
I don't.
Were they wearing Trump sweaters?
Yeah, this story didn't go that far into it.
You know,
because journalism is dead.
Unless my customers at my place of business say what they're doing, it's like I really can't tell.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not exactly sure if he was like plastered with Trump stuff and everything, or if they were just being douche nozzles. But either which way, he was a douche nozzle. You don't treat people like that. Just ask for your money back and leave. All right, I'm trying to clear the world one douche nozzle at a time. That is your douche nozzle moment.
Douche nozzle.
Don't be a douche nozzle. All right, we're going to take a drink of water here because the humidity is below like 100% here, so now things start to dry out.
Do not lose your trajectory.
Cottonmouth. Our next story comes from the Palm Beach Post and tells us of another Florida residence with a Volkswagen, masculinity issues, and a death wish. Jack, 22, was in a hurry last week as he was traveling down PGA Boulevard in his 2014 Volkswagen Jetta when he cut off an off-duty police officer and continuously braked hard. The off-duty officer said that she had pulled up along the Jedi and said, "Really? Really?" Feeling emasculated, Jack allegedly responded by reaching down and pointing a 40 caliber Glock out the window and at the woman while saying, "You better watch who the fuck you're fucking with." Yeah, you better watch who the fuck you're fucking with. The off-duty officer alerted active police and followed the Jetta until it ran a red light at the intersection of PGA Boulevard and Lake Victoria Gardens Avenue. Police tracked down Jack and found a loaded .40 caliber Glock in his possession, as well as Xanax and burglary tools inside of his vehicle. The officer that was off duty positively identified Jack as the person who pointed the weapon at her. Jack is now facing charges of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, carrying a concealed weapon, improperly exhibiting a firearm, and possession of a controlled substance without prescription, and is being held in the Palm Beach County Jail for a grand total of $81,000 in bail. He still doesn't take it for the year, but I'm not going to go through and find out who had the most bail. But I think the largest was like $210,000 earlier this year. Yeah, again, you people, everyone has gone fucking crazy. Just chill the fuck out, everybody. Jesus Christ, it's traffic.
Just sit home, listen to us.
Smoke a bowl. Tune in to Cheyamba and smoke a bowl. We have awesome programming that you can smoke a bowl to. We make it that way. You don't think we just throw this shit together out of the goodness of our hearts?
Or the craziness of our minds?
Well, maybe a little bit of craziness. Ooh. Oh, yes. We've got ourselves a sexy story.
Sexy.
So Florida Today brings us tonight's Florida Naked Story. David, a 40-year-old man, walked into a Goodwill store in Melbourne, Florida, late Tuesday, and found someone very appealing and decided he just had to help himself. David settled his sights on a clerk and decided to chat her up. When she showed that she wasn't interested in small talk, David grabbed the female clerk and decided to show her what he had to offer in hopes that he can get her to change her tune. Unfortunately for David, the clerk did not take kindly to David grabbing her and showing her his genitals. The police were contacted.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. David identified as
a button, I'm sure.
Exactly. David identified as possibly being homeless, fled the store when his plan for genitalia coercion went awry. It was not immediately known if the man had previously known the store clerk before. However, police are able to identify the man, but no charges have been filed at this time in the story. Anyone with information regarding David, his exposed genitals, or his mental state is asked to call the Palm Bay Police. So yeah, so just running into Goodwill and just flipping the willy all out in there. Isn't that amazing? How much do we got on? Should we percolate on any of these stories, or do we have enough? Because we got like a couple minutes left here. We're running ahead, then we're running behind, and we're running behind, running ahead. I'm so confused. Do we have enough talking points, or should we banter on for 2 minutes?
I think
about
we have enough
stories?
Talking points. I think we can finish up.
Okay, so let me let's move it along then, and that's it for your crazy Florida news.
Thank you, Anthony. Thank the database you are tuned to, Cheyamba Radio. Do you want to be a part of this unique, on-air, spelled with an E, experience? Are you a DJ, musician, band, podcaster, or another retention kind of seeking whore looking for more exposure? Well, then visit www.cheyamba.info to find out how. And now, hold on to your devices and grab your bong, bitches, because our two lovable stoners are going to start labbering on about this or that. Here comes the plethora discussion segment. Take it away, guys.
Thank you, Betty.
Wow, we've made it to plethora discussion segment. Wait, let me find the cart. God, everything is... I got this new mouse, and it just doesn't move like the old one used to. And it is now... There we go.
Do you need to set the DPI on your mouse?
I thought I did. Faster? I've been fussing with it all day, and it hasn't really done me any good.
Maybe it's just a learning issue.
Yes, so far, but it's bad because so far, in the process of having an errant mouse arrow, I've hit the automatic clean button. So I got a shower earlier today in the studio when the clean nozzles came out and hosed me down, and then I think I accidentally sent the refrigerator to Taiwan. And then I like reordered like a whole bunch of like suppositories. I think that's Roger's order, but somehow the mouse just kind of went over it. So things are going to be a little weird around here for a while. I don't know what's going on. I'm so
stressed. Why are you approving Roger's crazy orders?
I didn't approve the order. I went to go click cancel, but the mouse button jumped. So I don't know if Betty or Roger or just the demons that exist in the strip mall from the Chinese restaurant down the way are taking over the Cheyampa studios. I don't know what's going on. But, yeah. So
that sounds pretty stressful.
Yeah, that is. How can I de-stress? What's a good way to de-stress?
Well, there's an app that you can get for your iPhone or your Android. It's called Color Me, Adult Coloring Book Pages, and it provides some simple fun. You know, you can choose like mandalas, like I've got on the screen right here. You can also choose. Let's see. Let's go back home. Yes, I want to quit.
Don't quit. Don't leave me alone with these crazy robots.
You know, there's different things that you can select. I don't know if you can see.
I see. Yes. Yes, I can see. I can see that.
Yes.
And so to those of you that are listening and can't actually see the webcam, as Joe is trying to demonstrate, Joe is holding his phone up to the webcam and is showing me different coloring patterns that you can use on the app.
And you can do all kinds of little crazy things.
And he's
things.
Pointing around on his phone and showing different things that he can do. We have to visualize for the audience. They can only hear us.
We're making things different colors and making little patterns and... You know, things are kind of going in a nice, relaxing way. Oops.
Not anymore. See? What did you just order for Betty now? So, all right.
Well, it gives you a trophy, and it makes you feel like you have a trophy of an art piece anyways.
So does that work for sausage fingers? Because I have sausage fingers.
You know, you can actually use a pen that's got one of those little... touch points at the end of it.
Oh God, that sounds so stressful trying to find one of those. You can hold one up to the camera. That doesn't mean I can get it on the send here. We're kind of 1,200 miles away.
One day it will.
Yes. But, all right. Well,
you can also zoom in on the image.
Okay. Okay.
So if you use your pinch method, it zooms in.
Oh, I see.
So you get a finer control of the coloring aspect. So, you know, it becomes much more precision based then.
Well, that works. That works. And I know a lot of people have turned to coloring books for de-stressing. That seems to be a good thing nowadays.
I'm tired of the news, okay? I'm tired of all the bullshit that's been going on lately.
That's why I just look at porn.
I don't want to hear more of it.
Just look at porn.
Right?
No, that works.
But if you're not in a situation where that's, you know, a good idea.
And doesn't this thing have some type of a dispenser on it?
Yes, you can share your trophy piece to all of your favorite apps.
There you go. See? All right. Well, there we go.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what is this cannabis-infused turkey? This sounds cool.
I don't know. I think I put it on there because I wanted to, like, find a news story to kind of, as Joe has convulsions with the package over there. It looks like a package of Twizzlers.
It's an empty package of Twizzlers.
Now an empty package of Twizzlers. And how's the bottle of wine going over there, Joe?
Oh, my God.
The wine is at least half gone.
Yes.
God bless America. So no, I mean, I'm not going to be making cannabis infused turkey because unfortunately all my dinner guests will not be partaking or would not prefer to partake in such an activity. But
I suppose though,
yes,
you could put it in the stuffing.
But what if they want to eat the stuffing?
Well, no, you can make two stuffings.
Okay. Fair enough. That's too much work.
You make your first stuffing.
It's too much work for me. But if you're like one of those whizzes in the kitchen, because, you know, you're out there and there are people out there that are, we'll put Ina Garten and that other woman that said racist comments and threw things. She was a Southern cook. Southern cooking show. Damn it.
Oh, yeah. The Butter Queen.
The Butter Queen.
Paula Deen.
Paula Deen. If you're like Paula Deen or something like that, then definitely, you know, if you make a cannabis-infused turkey, please let us know how that goes. I imagine it would have to be in a marinade or a rub of some kind. And I'm trying to cook turkey this year. I don't know how well it's going to go, but we'll see what happens. It might be a Papa John's night. <Uh-oh>. Well, turkeys are difficult, and I'm going to try to cook it on the grill, which I hear can be wonderfully delicious, but can also turn into a huge nightmare. So I don't know which direction it's going to go, but we'll find out.
Do you have another turkey just in case?
I do not have a backup turkey. That's why I have PapaJohns.com.
Well, either way, something will happen.
Something will
happen. Hopefully, it'll still be moist.
Moist is good.
So I heard Uber Eats was really the hot shit. What happened?
Yeah, you know, I've been using Uber Eats, and they've been good for a while. Sometimes a little slow, but pretty decent. But then the other night, I wanted tacos, and I did not feel like leaving the house. Because sometimes you want tacos delivered to your door. Sometimes you mm-hmm. want tacos delivered to your mouth. But I would settle for the door at this point. So, and I've done this before. I've Uber-eated my favorite taco joint right down the street. You know, it's like a 10-minute drive, but it's down the street. It's far enough to not want to get in the car for. So I did my little Uber Eats thingy, and it said to be there in 30 minutes. Usually it's there between 30 and 40 minutes. And like after like 30 minutes, I check it, and it says still preparing my order. So I waited. I'm like, well, maybe they're busy tonight. That was Tuesday. So I waited almost an hour for my order, and which is long, which is very long. I probably should have called sooner. So I call, and the lady at Uber, they're in a foreign country.
I am so stressed out.
God, I know. So I was, because I wanted tacos, and it was getting late. And then after a certain time, you can't eat tacos, because then they come up on you in the middle of the night, and that's not any good. So you have to time the taco download process correctly.
The taco zone.
The taco zone. There's a taco zone. So I call her, and she's like, oh, no, the delivery driver is at the restaurant picking up your order. It'd be there in 10 minutes. Okay, great. So I like wait like 15 minutes, and I get this message from Uber that my order was canceled. So I call him back, and yeah, right? I call him back, and first off, I'm like, you know, look, what's going on? I talked with a woman 15 minutes ago. She said this. Well, your order was canceled. Obviously, my order was canceled. You sent me. Why was my order canceled? Was there not a courier there? No, there was no courier. So the woman lied to me. He couldn't admit that she lied to me.
Wow.
No, and I think that's what stuck with me more is A, you lied to me, and then B, you can't fess up that the person that told me this information was giving me erroneous information on purpose. So it was quite upsetting. So holy tunes, I fuck.
That's disturbing.
That is disturbing. So I haven't tried them yet since then. I may give them one more shot, but we'll see what happens. So we're having better weather. It's still kind of cold there, isn't it? Like in your neck of the woods?
You know, it's chilly, but it's actually still above average temperatures.
Is it really? Is it?
For this time of year, yeah, it's one of those years. You know, I remember as a kid a couple of times. No, actually, maybe just one time when Thanksgiving was in the 50s, and it was warm, and it was kind of like, what the fuck?
I usually remember Thanksgiving being cold. Yeah. I used to remember snow on Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't snow on Thanksgiving. At least it doesn't snow here on Thanksgiving.
It doesn't snow here as much here on Thanksgiving anymore either.
Yeah. I don't know.
You know, it seems like our snows and our winters are a little bit later now.
Well, you know, maybe our calendar is just messed up. Maybe it really isn't 365.25 days a year. Maybe it's some other obscure number, and over the years, we've just, like, slowly shifted ourselves into a different season. Maybe everything just happens later.
We can make facts to be whatever we want them
That's
to be.
That's exactly. Who has the authority to say that the Earth rotates at 365.25 days a year? Maybe it's 365.15 days a year.
And, you know, you do need to think of the children because...
Think of the children.
sometimes those little special darlings have to wake up at 11 o'clock before they can finally get to school. You know.
11 o'clock?
You know, we can't have them waking up at 6 o'clock in the morning anymore. But I digress.
Well, that'd be good. That'd make traffic easier for rush hour in the morning.
Right.
Exactly. So, hey, folks, thanks for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast, or just supporting us in your own little special way.
Yes, thank you, everyone, for tuning in, no matter how you do. I invite you to check out my show, Weekend with Joe, where I play content from all over the place. Plus, I sourced some cool stuff from archive.org. You can catch on my show, Weekend with Joe, every Saturday and Sunday starting at 4 p.m. Eastern. Then be sure to tune in for Headphone Meditations with John DeBose. Headphone Meditations is a pretty cool sampling of metal, rock, and other eclectic sounds, including some jazz. Tune in starting 10 a.m. Eastern on Saturday and Sunday, and then again on Saturday night at 8 p.m. Eastern.
That's right, Joe. Don't forget to make your morning commute more commutable with a mouthful of popcorn and Weekday Rush Hour, hosted by our lovable automated host, Betty. She has awesome programming from archive.org and radioforall.net, and a sassy attitude that is sure to make your coffee percolate. And hopefully we'll have some new ones over this long holiday weekend. We also have the Shortwave Report from Outfar Press, hosted by Dan Roberts on Monday mornings right after rush hour. The Shortwave Report gives you different news viewpoints from around the globe. Later on in the day, you can catch the Radio Thrift Shop in the afternoons right after CPR News at noon. All great programming from our friends at radioforall.net and archive.org.
Wow, so much great popcorn content you won't find on mainstream media anywhere, folks. Programming. We can't go without plugging our own stuff. Please visit us at www.chiampa.info. That's chiampa.info for our broadcast schedule and more. And follow us on Twitter at Chiampa Radio, and keep us on your Facebook radar, where you can find us as Chiampa Radio, all one word.
Awesome. Yeah. So, and, you know, while we have a few moments here, I'm going to pop my way up, and we're going to throw some plugs out here, the ones we like to plug on a regular basis. Thank you. We'd like to plug World Labor Hour. They moved to WRFU and are kind of doing pretty good over there. Don DeBar at CPR News, SCA TV, Boston Free Radio, Somerville, Massachusetts for Toppers, WGCS, New London, New Hampshire for Radio Thrift Shop, and of course, the all-in-one popular Kevin McLeod of Accompatech.com for some of our awesome, or actually most, of our awesome background tracks. So, yeah, We've made it through episode number 67.
67, folks. 67. We're on our way to 420.
Well, at least it's getting closer. I still wonder if we get syndicated after we hit 100 episodes. The woman at the witchcraft store on the first floor of the strip mall says that once we hit 100 episodes, amazing things will happen.
The witchcraft store.
Yeah, there's a little Wiccan store down on the first floor. It's right next to the Chinese restaurant. It's freaking awesome. I mean, you know, we have our own little crazy little thing here. Anyway, so thanks everyone for tuning in tonight. We'll be back next week on Monday. Check our blog at www.chiampa.info. And remember, folks, if you haven't found the right words to put here, I'll just blabber on for a moment. Oh, I forgot to change that. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for a brand new episode of This Way Out with a Q.
Good night with an E.
An E. You don't have it spelled that way in the script, though.
It's right here with an E.
Oh, there it is.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin McLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Chiampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Chiampa Radio.